Duke Energy will be allowed to raise rates, but will get less than half as much money as the utility originally requested. That's according to a state order issued Monday. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, environmentalists say customers will still have to pay for the company's Edwardsport coal plant for years to come.
Among other things, the utility says the money will help them serve more Hoosiers and transition toward cleaner energy. But the state's order will also allow Duke Energy to change the way it recovers the costs of operating its Edwardsport coal plant. Instead of through a temporary increase, called a tracker, the cost will now show up in customers' base rates, making it a more permanent increase. Wendy Breadhold is with the Sierra Club's Beyond Coal campaign in Indiana.
This coal plant is way too expensive for customers and is not needed.
Duke's original request would have raised the average residence rates by about $23 a month. A spokesperson says it will be a few weeks before the utility can calculate what effect the lower rate increase would have on customers' bills. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.